What's popular, YouTube? Another day, another shameless ad plug on Thorin's channel.
Now, when it comes to esports, I'm something of a sponge. But that doesn't mean I'm going to obnoxiously, for like 25 minutes, badger you until you agree with my perspective on something. I like to just lay my case out there, and then you can take it or leave it. So you'll know I'm not yanking your chain when I say that Gamersops is the best. It's a delicious energy formula. It's sugar-free. It's got a really nice long time that you peak on it. It tapers off really lovely. And you know what's better than that? You can get 10% off your order with the code Thorin, T-H-O-R-I-N, at gamersops.gg. There you go. Like Moses, I'm leading you to the promised land of energy formulas. By the way, maybe check out one of the newer flavors like this one, peach tea or Persic chai, as they would say in Russian. So we have reached the legend stage of the Blast Paris Major, the 19th CSGO Major, the last CSGO Major. Now, I will say, first and foremost, I hate that they call this the legend stage. Legends, making legends, used to mean top 8 of the major in the past. Now, it just means top 16, which before you made the LAN qualifier, the challenger or first week of the major, was just the major. So that would mean if you applied that backwards, like every team that was in a major at the beginning was a legend. It's just spoiled that. But anyway, now they call the other one the champion stage because you're like playing to become a champion. But that's so silly, isn't it? Like, because everyone now saying, but I'm legend. Well, then are you a champion if you make top 8? Like, some of these people are brain dead. It's no wonder they've got a massive L in their name. Their brain is a massive L. Everything outside of the game. So when we get into this, obviously we need to know, did Thorin get to the next phase? Did he get 5 picks? I did. But I tell you what, I got through on the last game, boys. But thankfully, was ground on it, so I was always getting through on that game, wasn't I? It's like, actually, they saved my pickums. They didn't fuck them, did they? It's almost like they're just not a fundamentally good team, so they can't win best of threes. So in the challenger stage, the one mistake I made, which is going to be relevant to this episode here, is I have done this in the past as well. I always like to do it where for my 3-0, I pick that team on the borderline that can go through. The mistake I made here, and I've done this previously, is it is a bad idea, unless you have to let your 0-3 and your 3-0 team be teams playing each other at the first possible BO1 when you know they're going to play in a BO1. Because what happened was, Forza managed to lose 14-16 to Greyhound, and immediately I had 7 chances left instead of 8 or 9, and I had to get 5 out of 7. Well, 5 out of 7 is the hard way, and then you go look who I had. So okay, Forza didn't get out at all. Greyhound didn't go 0-3, but after the 2-1 in the BO1s, they did just get wrecked. Then you look, you have G2, I thought they were always getting through, that was easy. FaZe, also fairly easy. Ents was actually even better than FaZe, so that was easy enough. These ones I had no sort of fears about. OG was always going to be borderline. I can't believe Mouse were that bad. Liquid, I was sure would get through, but it's just in what sense? Look, I thought actually they probably should have lost to Fluxo. I think Fluxo played well enough, but Elise went god mode on that second map. So okay, I think there's a world where Liquid wouldn't have made it and I would have failed this overall, but they made it through. And spoiler, get ready for my takes on Liquid in this phase, mate. You're going to love them. And then you had NIP, who, look, I'm an Lexi B admirer, enthusiast. I just think he's better than you guys think he is. And I don't think NIP's like a good team, but I actually think the players are good in a way, and at least the potential of them's good, and they can use some of the Lexi B call it. And also, I'll just say Hedrick's coming on. So I got them in the end. They snuck through, didn't they? They also could have gone through earlier, by the way, and had other wins that they could have beaten OG. Oh no, they did beat OG in that game. That's what cost OG. OG, by the way, Dexter had unbelievable stats. It was absolutely mental. Even one of the reasons I had Forza for the 3-0, like you saw what Zorte can do. Shalfan maybe wasn't as good as he normally is, but I don't really regret my picks here, quite frankly. I could never pick someone like Apex to go through. I couldn't pick Monty to go through. I actually, as I referenced in the intro, I thought that discussion about Monty and FaZe was brain cancer, I'll just say. I thought it was actually appalling. The way it was set up was so unproductive. Like, it's one of the rare times I've listened to something, I wanted to jump in the screen and just be like, listen, here's what's... But couldn't do it because you're just a consumer, aren't you? So let's get into this one. I got through. Remember, it doesn't really matter if you go 9-9. Look, I will say, people like Maui who are trying to go 9-9, I do think that's really cool, actually, by the way. I think Yanko does it as well. That's what I used to do as well. But the point is, what I realised is, a lot of people, quite frankly, in these videos might just scroll to the end and see what the picks are, or they're just trusting like a casual, like, well, he must know. So quite frankly, they aren't doing this because of what I did. They're wanting to copy some of these picks to get the coin. So I'm just trying to give you, for real, who I think the best picks are. Yes, it's a crazy format with potentially 3 best of ones early on and all crap seeding and weird shit like that continues through the Trump and the Bucolt system that I fucking despise. Get this Bucolt's arsehole out of esports. So In this scenario, I'm trying to give you the best 9 picks to give you a chance to get the diamond coin. So let's go. We made it through this one. It's all good. Let's go in game and let's see who I'm picking for this one. So what we'll do is, as usual, we'll go through the 0-3, first of all. Not really the most important, but you've got to set it early, because in my opinion, that gives you a sense of the first round matchups, what you're thinking is going to happen. So crucially, we're going to take those first round matchups into account. But first, I'll lay out who, if there was no understanding of who plays round one, who would be the most likely to come last place, right? This might be the craziest one ever. Because being as, like, in the last one, it would also be a Greyhound, a Fluxor, maybe the Mongols. These are the teams that seem obvious to put 0-3. They're so likely to not be good, and they're definitely not getting through. But in this particular case, I've got to tell you, boys, I've never seen a more seemingly obvious one than to pick into the breach. They're only here because of how stupid the qualification system is in the RMR, so they've got to skip the previous Swiss system. When you look into it, like, the Cypher guy's popped off at the RMR, but no one knows this guy. Is he going to be good in a major in round 16? I don't know about that. Beyond that, they don't really have anything, really. I don't think they've got a map pool. Don't they got strong agile? Don't think they got strong... I don't think they have anything. They don't have experience. I think it's almost impossible for this team to do anything. So I would favour them to lose to every single team they play. For those who are interested, they do actually have a matchup that gives them a chance in the very first round, because they play Apex, one of the weaker squads, another squad, quite frankly, that you should potentially consider for this 0-3. But even then, Apex, in terms of players, experience, I think their level's above this Into the Breach. So I've got to say, Into the Breach, very likely I'm going to pick them. Even though, yes, there's a world where, because it's Apex, that's a bit trickier, isn't it? But the problem is, the other teams that can do it go like this. No matter what the other analysts tell you, I don't care about what you did in the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks. I care about who you are fundamentally. I care who you are day to day, what your ability to improve, adapt, your experience level, your skill potential. So I think 9 has to be one. 9 has to be one you have to at least consider to go 0-3 and shit the bed a little bit. I don't know that I'll pick them, because I think Into the Breach is a lot better. Also, they do play Liquid in the opener. Everyone else is going to, that's right there for them to win. Yeah, maybe it'll be a one, but also the World Liquid turns up. They're much better players, way better experience, way better, everything better. So there's World Liquid just beats them. I think you also have to consider, theoretically, BNE. I know they never do it for some reason. They seem to do really well in Swiss systems. The problem is, at this point in time, like Juan Flatro and the GX Exo guy or whatever, like, they actually can frag. They do have some fragging, and they're obviously very active. I don't know. In general, I'll give them the credit. I don't know, probably won't pick them to go through, but I'll give them the credit. I'll stay clear of the 0-3. Then there's Apex. Let's be real. The thing with Apex is, they're just solid. That's the problem. They're just solid. So then, I think you've got to go and look at Gamer Legion. Gamer Legion's an all right team with some fundamentals and some maps, but the players very likely to go disappear. And if you think people like Acorg are pop up all the time, not really. He's not even really the best player in the team at the moment. I don't really buy them to do much. I think that's a bit implausible. They're actually going to be relevant. So it's really between Into the Breach heavy favourite, 9-9, Apex. You could, in theory, put Monty in there, but actually Boros has looked pretty good. I think Warrior 2Ks are morons. Certainly possible. I could see them short. Actually, put them in there as well. Monty and Gamer Legion. So we've got 1, 2, 3... We're going to do 5 teams that can do it. I don't think any of these other teams can or should. So I'm not even going to say that, because they've just got too many good players. So let's look at the matchups. As I said, Into the Breach, look, it's a winnable one, but it's also 2 shitter teams. The downside there, look, the good news is I'm not picking either to go 3-0. So it won't ruin that. I might still do it, even though I have to gamble, because here's what you don't get. You're going to think, but why gamble on the opening one? Just pick like a heavy favorite against a bad team and pick the bad team and go 0-3. No, because yes, I might get this one wrong, but in the next round, they might just get stupid seeding anyway. Like, what if, like, they lose this game Into the Breach, but then they get Gamer Legion in the next round? Then it's the same thing anyway, in which case, it's not like I can go off that metric. You can't know, so I don't pick that way. I'm just not going to make a mistake in doing a 3-0 versus 0-3 team. So I think, quite frankly, I'm going to pick Into the Breach. I think it's just the one to pick at this point in time. Why wouldn't I? I don't care that everyone else is going to pick them too. I just pick who I think's going to make it, mate. Then, and by the way, for people wondering, Gamer Legion plays Na'Vi, so they are very likely to lose the opener. But as I say, you can't know who plays the second round, can you? 9 plays Team Liquid, so I think they'll lose that. But again, you can't know. And then who does BNE play? They play Ents, also very likely to lose. So look, you can go with the safe one. I'm going to gamble on this part of the tournament where it's a semi-known quantity and believe Apex will beat them in the BO1. Then I'm going to go, and I'm going to start loading it up. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through every team here. I'm going to do this properly. So Na'Vi, there's just too much firepower. It's still simple. Look, the firepower's nowhere near what it used to be. But for this phase, it's more than enough. They've still got simple. Electronic usually shows up at the majors, quite frankly. The Matt Pool's all right. I have questions with them winning the tournament. I could even see them going out like quarters again, or maybe even being like a shock 2-3 team here, but I'll still say they're going to go through. It is Na'Vi. 9-9, like I told you, 9. I just don't believe in them. Furia, I actually think it's like a sleeper. Maybe I'll get to them later. Not to do like a win, but in this phase, they've just got, like, Kesavat are so good. They've got a couple of players that are good enough. They're still all right. They've got an all right map, but at least they play some of the weirder maps. I think that's enough for them. Fnatic, a lot of people are going to say, like, they're sort of a fraud or a bomb or something, or, like I've never been a big fan of them in general, but I think it's okay. Like, the key thing for me, if you're thinking about it with Fnatic, is, first of all, they start with a game against NIP. That's a very winnable game. It's probably a 50-50, that one. Both teams have their flaws. Then you think to yourself, yeah, they don't really have the star on Fnatic. There's no big player who could ever be the MVP of this tournament. But I'll tell you what, the floor of their fragging is really good. They all frag, basically. They're all right. No one's really, really good, but they all frag. That's very impressive to me. So as a result, I think that's great here. I know their map pulls fall apart, but they usually can play a bunch of maps, and they have a few that are pretty good, like the overpass, etc. I just think this is a team that you don't discount. I think this is exactly where they come alive again. They get a couple of wins. We'll see if they get through. Heroic, in theory, the best team in the world, right? No real reason to pick against them. I don't think they'd fail a tournament like this. They're a very, very good team to pick. Vitality, also too strong. I don't think they're going to fail here. I think the Sphinx things come along. I do think the map pool's a bit questionable, but that's more for the playoffs. And even then, things like Inferno are really coming along. They're starting to build up the map pool. I said about BNE, a couple of people can frag. So for BO1s, that's good. Ents, I actually think they're just a sleeper for the whole tournament. They're the team that, like, they were one of the ones where I thought, even before the last phase, like, this is a team that could make the semis. This is a team that could, in a crazy world, shock and win the major. Remember, that's happened in the past. Like, Outsiders, it's a similar scenario. I think they've got the pieces for it. I don't know if Nerds is going to hold up in this particular part of the tournament. Let's find out, right? We don't know yet. I'm certainly going to pick them to go through, almost likely. Who else are we going to here? G2, too much firepower, too good. If they fail, it's going to be later in the tournament. Apex, like I said, I think they're just a solid team. They've got a mix of veterans, good players, players who are just solid, players with experience. I just think they're solid. FaZe, yeah, I know they can have their flaws, but I'll never pick against them in town at this. I still think they could win the tournament. They're probably like second or third best team too. NIP, like I said, I just think there's too much there. I just think, yeah, there's weird player performances. Hard to know who's going to turn up. Headtrick is getting better and better. Alexi's doing some good calling. Config's having big halves. Even Reza's pop off. I think in general, this team's just coming together in a way. And they sort of aren't to be too underestimated, even though it's going to be tougher to pick them. Monty, I just don't believe in. Team Liquid, like I said, I'm probably going to actually be quite high on them, right? I'm actually going to believe they can do stuff. Also, I will say the problem with Monty is I just don't believe in the best of threes they can win. And I think Warrior 2K is a moron. So there is that. And as I said about Gamer Legion, so let's go through and we'll pick them in this order. Right, Heroic is my number one team to go through here. I'm very confident I'm going to get them through at this point in time. Then I will go FaZe Clan. Again, even in BO1s, like, you're going to go against people like Twists and Bloody Rain with your aim, are you? And then let Rops carry out some clutches and Broken. If you can beat them, good luck. But they're getting through this particular phase of the tournament. Like, I think they are. I think there's mega. I think actually G2 is just way too strong. That's an easy one for me to pick. I don't really see a world where they fall apart here. I could even see a world where they get stronger at this point in time. The Na'Vi guys, again, easy pick for me. If you have Simple alone, and then even at his current level, not the best, but like a top five player in the world, that's enough. You can get a lot done here. You've got Genius Coach as well. I do think you actually have to take Vitality, but the question is, I'm going to take them. I'm going to take both, to be real. So I'll just do Vitality now. Zero's going to do well. Usually doesn't do as well, but even a 1.19 is going to be very good. Ents, I'm quite confident, are going to go there. I actually love this, by the way. No joke, I think out of this six, I might actually just get all six. So if I get into the breach as well, I'm laughing. But I think at minimum, I'm getting five out of this six. So I already know I've got the Pick'em coin. I don't even care if that comes back to, to haunt you, how's your milk today, dickhead starving? Like, good, it'll be funny then, won't it? But here's where it gets fun, right? Because there's one spot left, and then there's my 3-0. But the problem is, I've got Team Liquid, NIP, Furia, and Fnatic. Now, in theory, because Team Liquid's been so dodgy, because I'm not taking BNE, because Team Liquid's been so dodgy, all these teams have flaws. Now, Team Liquid has a couple of pretty good players. Furia has a very good player. Fnatic doesn't really have the players, but the flaw's good. And NIP, it's the IGL and the young star AWPer who's becoming an AWPer. Even if he's not, but tell you what, even if he whiffs, look at his stats, he's still putting out output. So to me, the funniest thing is, I actually think of all these teams, It's really all about what I want to do for the 3-0, because I could see a world, boys. You'd be shocked by this. Well, I might pick Furia for this. I don't think this is where they'd fail necessarily, but they can. Then I could put Fnatic, but I wouldn't want to put them here. I don't really believe in them as like a team when it gets to the best of threes. That's my problem. Team Liquid, I do believe in the best of threes. I think if, here's the funny thing. Of these four, I think if Team Liquid gets to the round of eight, they actually do the best. But I'm also famously a bit of a Nip fan, aren't I? Just because of Alexi B. But you know what? I'm going to do it. Y'all all, oh, Nip, Team Liquid should have been out. I agree. Fluxo should have beaten them. But you know what? I think I'm actually going to pick Team Liquid. Matt Pool's decent. The IGL thing gives me a bit of a nightmare. I don't really want your Kindar call or whatever, but whatever. Elysia's playing great CS again. I think they're going to do it. So I'm going to take them as my... Now for the 3-2, I'm obviously going to pick between NIP, Furia and Fnatic. And now here's the thing. There's two ways I can go here. I either take Fnatic, because when I was running some potential simulations, there is a world where they could play like the right teams in the BO1s, and then they could even play a team like Furia in a best of three, and in theory, as a team, they might be more solid than Furia. The problem is, though, the firepower is on the Furia side. So is there a world where Furia can 3-0 is the question, because I don't really believe Nip's a good pick for this because of the best of threes. It's all about the best of threes, in my opinion, at this point. That's why I'm not even considering Apex, by the way, or BNE. So for me, I'm actually thinking it's between Fnatic and Furia. Look, I'll look like a genius if I pick Fnatic. The floor is good. At the same time, though, I like sort of the streakiness of Furia and the punching power of Furia. So for the 3-0, what do I do for that? Because like I say, unless they play someone like Furia, who can Fnatic beat in a best of three? They could play in a 2-0 or even a 2-1, right? So as sad as it is, I think I might have to go with Furia. I think it might have to be my 3-0, even though I was thinking about Fnatic this whole time. Is there a reason why? Because I do also want Furia in general. I think I'm going to have to go Furia, which is wild. Like, it's not my style, but I think I'll go Furia. I think I'll go Furia 3-0. Yeah, I think they've just got the player strength to do it, right? I'm loving this, by the way. I'm not normally, oh, I'm with it all nine. I could get an eight. Seven or eight's right on the table. Who could know about the nine? The nine's the hardest one, in my opinion. Not that one up there. Oh, by the way, for people who don't know, I just don't think nine has the player strength and also the mega inexperienced. So certain teams, I don't think are capable of doing it. Yeah, I'm loving that. I think actually that's enough for me. I think I'm just going to lock in. I think I've got what I need there. There we go. There's my pick'ems for the Legend Stage. Of course, at Last Free Nation on the Insight and Esports channel on Twitch, we'll still be doing daily watch parties where I'll have people like Davey, Blair, Semler, Alan Hender, Hawker. Am I missing anyone there? Paladin. I'll have a whole bunch of these people joining me to talk about the games. See you there. The Beatles said they get by with a little help from their friends, but I get by with a little help from my Patreon community. And this video was kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ahmed Haju, Bot Pounder 420, Toucan, Animosity, Tobias Bernasconi, Jensen Gore, Tosh, and a special thanks always goes out to my main man, Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask me a question in my monthly video AMA? Do you want teasers to find out who are the upcoming guests? Maybe you want to take part in one of those lengthy but intense esports discussions I have with my donators, or maybe you want to suggest a guest or a topic that I could cover. Well, if any of those tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today, where in the description box below there is a Patreon link.